This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 162 for Friday, November 25th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were weaker Friday, retreating from earlier gains as bearish chart signals kept the momentum to the downside ahead of the weekend. Canola down 5 to over $7. January down 7.30 at $813.30 per ton. While strength in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures provided support, a downturn in Chicago soy oil did spill over to weigh on prices. Wide crush margins and solid demand from both exporters and domestic processors did help temper the declines. Canola is also looking oversold from a technical standpoint, with the January contract nearing major support at $800 per ton. In the U.S., wheat was lower, while soybeans narrowly mixed and corn a bit firmer. Activity was thin and choppy. U.S. markets were closed yesterday for Thanksgiving and only open a shortened session today. Soybeans bouncing around both sides of unchanged, up a quarter cent at the final bell in the January contract at 14.36 and a quarter. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of 690,000 tons were the lowest level in 9 weeks, but meal sales were strong at just over 500,000 tons. Soy oil sales, meanwhile, came in at a net negative 97 tons as cancellations outpaced any fresh business. Concerns over mounting COVID-19 cases in China and the impact the country's strict lockdown measures will have on demand did put some pressure on bean prices. Attention is also on South American weather. Conditions look relatively favorable for soybean crops in Brazil, but the forecasts remain hot and dry in Argentina. Corn, it held on to gains. The December contract up 4 cents at $6.68 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of about 1.9 million tons were at the lower end of expectations, though. A downturn in crude oil also pressured the ethanol-linked grain. Wheat, it is lower across the board, but Minneapolis only down a half cent in the December contract at 9.57 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat down 8.25 cents in December at 9.22 per bushel, and Chicago wheat down 18 cents in December at 7.75 and a half. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales were the highest in 4 weeks, coming in at just over 500,000 tons. Hard red spring wheat made up the bulk of that total, and that lent support to Minneapolis futures. The ongoing conflict in Ukraine remains at the forefront of the wheat market, as that country is usually a major wheat exporter. Iraq was in the market tendering for milling wheat, with Australia and Canada making up 200,000 and 100,000 tons of the business, respectively. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, November 25th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.